Neder Yerushalmi corresponding to Neder Bavli, Daf Yod Dalad. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Med Beis at the top of the page. Am Rabbi Yanai, Af HaRashona Nikras Snua. Rabbi Yanai says that also the first means the mission, the first perek in Halacha Zayin that says that she checks herself morning and evening and before relations is called Eid Snua. Taninan, Svichos Boitkos Ve'at Amahachin. The Gemara asks that our Mishnah says that they must check, and you say that one who does so is called a Sanua. Amar Rabbi Ila La'idecha Shekol Mishu Mekayim Debi Chachamim Nikrat Sanua. Rabbi Ila answers, this teaches that anyone who fulfills the Chachamim's words is called Sanua. Biyomia B'Shem Rav Badka Biad She'ena Baduka Oy She'etiyach Gufa Lebeis Tofa Cheska Zaguf Kavadaku. Biyomia, quoting Rav, said that if she checked with a hand that was not checked, or part of her body impacted her elbow, and she found blood on her hand or on that part of the body, the chazak of her body, including her hand, is as if it was checked, with the assumption that the blood is from her elbow. Amma Rabbi Zeira, Masnisa Amakein Nimsa Al Shaloi Tmeyim Bechayavin Bekorban, Loi Shekol Aguf Becheskas Bodov. Rabbi Zeira supported this from the Mishnah, that says if blood is found on his cloth, they are Tmeyim and they must bring a korban. We assume the blood is from her, because his elbow, as if it was checked, isn't that the entire body is as if it was checked. Amar Rabbi Chanina Tipata Sheh Bodag. Rabbi Chanina answered in the cases that he had checked his Eva, but if not, it's not as if it was checked. The Eikpid, Rabbi Zeira Amar Medarkoi Lachain. Rabbi Zeira was upset. He said, is it normal for a man to do so? It's unreasonable to say that our Mishnah discusses such an unusual case. Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Yomia Alka Gris Hi Toile Yosemikan Sicha Matla. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yomia, said that until the size of a gris, which is the size of a bean, she attributes a stain of blood to a louse. If it's more than this, she needs a masla, which means a different source to attribute it to. If not, we attribute it to her, and she is suffering tame due to the stain. Amrin Chazabei Rabbi Yomia, they said that Rabbi Yomia retracted and said that she is vadai tame. Amrin Kadshama Melehoin to Rabbonon Chazabei. They said that when he heard the words of Rabbonon, we're going to see that was when he retracted. Rebbe Mishabech Rabbi Chama Avoy to Rabbi Hoshia, claim Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Rebbe was praising Rabbi Chama, the father of Hoshia, in front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Rebbe Chama Avoy to Rabbi Hoshia, bar claim Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, badka beyad she'ena beduka o hitiach gufa lebeis tofa. Rabbi Chama, the father of Hoshia, asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, if she checked with a hand that was not checked, or part of her body impacted her elbow, what's the law? Amalei, kedivei mi at shalini. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi said, according to whom are you asking me? Kedivrei HaRav, Kedivrei HaTalmud. Rabbi Chama said, I ask according to the Rav, which is your father, Rabbi Yossi, and according to the Talmud, which is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Amalei, Abba, Amma, Kesem, Rabbi Amma, Re'ia. Rabbi Yishmael answered that my father said that she was Safek Tamei due to a stain, and Rabbi said that she is Vadai Tamei due to a sighting. Amalei, Dinhu Da'at Mishabeach Bei. Rabbi Yishmael said to Rebbe, you praise this one who wants to know also the Talmud's opinion. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hani Levar Nash Mishemua Talmud Rabbi. Rabbi Zeira says a person enjoys hearing his Rebbe's reasoning. This is why Rabbi Chama asked also according to Rebbe. Badka Benichasa Bakafsa Shos Chuchis Rechia Oimer Kesem Rebbe Oimer Riyah. If she checked herself and placed a cloth inside a glass flask and later saw blood on it, Rechia said that she is suffering tummy due to the stain. Rebbe says she is vadai tummy due to a sighting. Heisev Rechia le Rebbe, Va'at ein at noisen la midla. Rechia asked Rebbe, do you not give to her a masla? Means perhaps it is from a louse. Amma Rebbe Bun, Va'achia tamed de Rebbe, derech tafsiois badukois min ashvatzim ve'ena badukois min amacholois. Rabbi Bun Bachi answered that Rebbe holds that flasks are checked from Shvatzim, but they're not checked from a louse. At Gagris, he toilet Yosemikan, Vama Yesh Litloisla. Up to Gagris, she attributes blood to a louse, and even Rebbe's Mataya, more than this, to what can she attribute it, therefore, it must be from her. And the next mission now says, Nimsal Shaloi, Tameim, Bachayavim, Korban. If blood is found on his cloth, they are both Tameim, surely he had relations with the Nidah, therefore, and each must bring a Korban. Nimsal Shelah, Avtius, Tmeim, Vechayovim, Bekorban. If she checked herself, Avtius, which means immediately after relations, and found blood, they're both Tmeim and bring Korbanus. Nimsal Shelah, Lachazman, Tmeim, Besophic, with Tumin a Korban. If she did a Vedika later and found blood, they don't bring a Korban. They're Tumin a Sophic, He is a suffix or hadn't had relations with a nidah. She is certainly a nidah right now, but perhaps she was not during relations. And the Gemara says, V'taniyala, ben Hayatius ben Shalayatius nimsa al Shaloi. The Gemara says in Mabaisa whether or not it was found Hayatius, which is immediately, when it was found on his cloth, then they are Tameim and bring Korbanos. Hayatius Tameim Hayatius Lekinuach Amu Ve'en Hayatius Levedika. When it was found on hers, only if it was Hayatius, which means immediate, they are Tameim. Hayatius suffices for cleaning in passing a cloth over the elbow, but Hayatius does not suffice for Vedika, in which the cloth is pressed into all crevices and cavities inside. Rav Huna Omer Kadesh Tikanech Pi Abayis Mibachutz Avaloi Ma Shasei Shibachorim Valoi Ma Shibastakim. Huna says it suffices for cleaning the elbow externally, but not for Vedika, which must check what's in the cavities and crevices inside. Ron Kami Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov Moshe Tei Tzricha Vedika Vetzrich Kadei Hayatius. The question was asked to Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, must a woman do a bedika within Hayatius after relations to know whether or not they are chayav a korban? And Rabbi Abba, im oim at shetei sficha bedika v'teich kedei Hayatius batel Hayatius. Rabbi Abba answered that if you say that she needs bedika within that time, before she finishes the bedika, the shear of Hayatius is already expired. It's impossible to do bedika that quick. And Rabbi Yossi Barbun, im oim at shetei sficha bedika v'teich kedei Hayatius v'leikav v'kida hi l'ma'et me'es l'eif v'taninan ha'v'kida hi l'ma'et me'es l'eif. Rabbi Yossi Rabun answered that if you say that she needs a bedika within Hayatius, it's not like a pekida, not like a proper bedika, to reduce retroactive tumor from the din of Me'is Leif. But there's a Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta that teaches that it is a pekida to reduce it from Me'is Leif. And Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Moshe l'shamash v'ad shahoyu oimdim ach ha'shkoif yotza ha'shamash v'nechaz ha'ed ze ha'yotzius. Rabbi Yossi Rabun said that a parable for this is a servant and a witness who were standing in the back of the doorway. The servant left and the witness entered immediately, means right after the man's Ava left, the cloth entered. This is Hayatius. Upaturim in a korban, the Mishnah said they are exempt from a korban. Upaturim in a chatas, v'chayav ma'asham toli. They're exempt from a chatas, but they're nevertheless obligated in an asham toli.